Logan, I absolutely have loved learning about Beekeeper yesterday from Sid.
Yes.
And I love your energy and want to know all about you, your background, you know, Beekeeper's why, and what y'all do and how you empower companies and people. So it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you.
My background, I'm a marketer by trade. I've done every facet of marketing, and right now I lead our field team in North America. So
nice.
I lead the team that does these events, and my why and why I like Beekeeper so much is because we work with frontline industries and we're frontline worker first. So we value the people who get work done, and we want to build great software so that they can do their work better. And I think as far as HR tech and frontline tech goes, one of the big things for us is that we're always with the customer first. Even if our buyers are HR, we want to build software for the workers themselves.
And how does that kind of all come together? Like, you're a champion of the workers. You produce a product that will help employers take care of their workers. I learned a lot about that yesterday, but I'd love to hear, you know, how do you bring it all together? Because I know you do that very well.
Yeah, so the way that we bring it all together, well, first, we continually visit customers. So we're always with customers, checking out what their day-to-day work is like.
Yes.
And the product itself starts typically with communication. So it's really connecting the unconnected worker. And then from there, employers take a journey and start giving their workers everything they need in their mobile device.
That's incredible.
So whether it's shift visibility, whether it's tasks, all of the documents and employment documents that they need, or onboarding.
I love that so much. And so I love the notion of being on site or like seeing those, you know, seeing your customers and seeing your workers and sort of that whole pool of people. Because I think that gives you, you know, you're looking in their eyes, you're shaking their hands, or you're learning about what they're doing on site. And it gives you that whole, not just a leg up, but it's like a very deep understanding of what their needs might be.
Exactly. And one of the big initiatives we did, well, it's an initiative that we do every year, but we call it Frontline Eyes. And it's bees that go, we call our internal employees bees.
I love that.
Bees go on site and actually do the work that our customers do. So in Zurich, we had employees, a big group of them, picking strawberries in a strawberry field, helping our customers do their jobs.
Oh my God.
In the US, we visited Caribou Coffee, we visited Mortensen. So all these customers that we've done in order to understand their world and their business.
Yeah.
And one of my early jobs in my career, I sold loading dock equipment to manufacturers.
Yeah.
And one of the things, the company mantra was, as you're in a facility, head on a swivel, because you can see all the different stuff, even
no
if it's
doubt.
Not perfectly related to what you're doing at that moment.
You're
seeing the environment and how things operate.
Yeah, no, that's so brilliant. That's brilliant of y'all. So how many people at Beekeeper? What's the, you know, where are you located? All those kind of good things too.
Yeah, so our global headquarters is in Zurich, our US headquarters is in San Francisco.
Nice.
We have over 200 employees. I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where we're at.
That's awesome. So what's cool that you've gotten out of HR Tech, and then what's on the horizon for the rest of the year in 2025?
HR Tech itself is mind-blowing because the amount of tech here is impressive.
Yes.
But one of the things personally, outside of Beekeeper, just in the tech space, is just the shift providers. Because as you look at hourly work and the complexity of running shifts and helping, you know, workers swap shifts, do all of that, a lot of the shift players are quite interesting,
oh
I think.
Oh, definitely. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
For sure. And then where else will you be, like, for the rest of 2024? Any good conferences or places? Like, I'd love to be where y'all are.
Yeah, so we're going to be at HR Southwest in Texas. So
it's
the Texas SHRM conference, state level conference.
Brilliant.
And then we have the hospitality show coming up right after that. That
oh
is in Houston. And then that'll kind of conclude our big events for the year. And we're doing a smaller healthcare event in, it's called the I2I Winter Conference in North Carolina. We have a customer in the assisted living space that is speaking there. And so we're going to support them, New Hope Treatment Center, with their conference.
That's awesome. I love that you support your customers and you're out in the community. Love seeing companies like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're so great. Well, tell us some other things that you'd love the world to know about you or Beekeeper or anything at all. We'd love to hear.
I don't know if I have anything all that interesting to share.
Well, your shirt says it all. Show me the honey.
And your personality Show me the honey. Says it yeah. all.
You like the yes. the puns for the bee puns. What's the best bee pun you guys have other than show me the honey?
Well, we use Buzz a lot. And so
how do you use Buzz? Like, give me a buzz?
You might have, like, what's the buzz?
Yeah, I like that.
So anything exciting. We have the hive, which is our internal stuff.
That's
and
cool.
And so any puns. One of the other things that we do, so we call ourselves a frontline success system.
Okay.
And so at our customer conference that we had 2 weeks ago in Nashville, the Frontline Success Summit, Brian, one of our MCs, so Brian and Charlotte were our MCs, they did a nice dress for frontline success
that's
pun.
That's cool.
And they played it off as kind of like, that's ridiculous. Nope, that's really great. So that was one of the better puns that we've had.
I want to
work
on
stage.
With y'all. That's so cool. Well, Mike, you have great questions too. So any thoughts, questions, things like that for Logan?
That was the question. that was the one good question.
That's a good question.
No, just be fun, be cool.
Yes.
Be successful. And I'm just doing bees.
Yeah, and all of that is spelled B-E-E.
Oh, no doubt.
So you've already done all that part stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's how I visualized it as B-E-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you located and based, Logan?
So I'm based in Sacramento.
Okay, cool.
California. So Northern California.
So I definitely want to work with y'all. You're awesome. Sid's awesome. I'm so happy to know about you and Beekeeper.
Great. Yeah, we definitely would want to work with you some more as well.
That sounds awesome. Thank you, Logan.
Great.
Very
Thank
much.
You.
Chat soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.